RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesians in the United States flocked to meet President Joko Widodo. Haze worsens in Sumatra, visibility in Padang drops. Following Asia's rally, Jakarta Composite Index JCI rises at Monday's opening. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will discuss four issues during his meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama, scheduled to be held in the Oval Office of the White House on Monday morning local time. The first is about Indonesia as the largest Muslim country in the world, while at the same time is a large democratic country which is tolerant and pluralist. These aspects cannot be found in other countries giving strategic value to Indonesia. With such advantages, Indonesia is ready to play a role as a bridge of communication between the Muslim world and other global community members, Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said as quoted by Antara News Agency during a press conference at Blair House, Washington, D.C. on Sunday evening local time. Minister Retno further explained that the economy would become the second key issue the president would discuss with Obama during the meeting, in which President Joko Widodo would reaffirm that Indonesia's economy was open and ready to welcome any economic cooperation with the U.S. and the world. With an open economy, Retno said, it would be easier for Indonesia to cooperate with other foreign nations. Indonesian citizens and diaspora in U.S. were extremely looking forward to have talks with President Joko Widodo in the U.S. Ambassador's residence in Tilden. Indonesian Ambassador to the United States, Budi Bowaloksono, said on Sunday, October 25th, that 1,250 seats prepared for Indonesian citizens and diaspora were fully booked in just 3 hours. Ambassador Budi said on Sunday local time that the embassy added another 750 seats through online registration and was completely booked in 2 hours. Budi also used a live streaming facilitated by the Indonesian embassy so that all Indonesian citizens living in the U.S. can watch it live via YouTube. The president took time to dialogue with Indonesian citizens and Indonesian diaspora in the United States, with some actual issues conveyed by Indonesian citizens to President Jokowi. They questioned the issues on the power plant development target in Indonesia, dual citizenship law on children of mixed marriages, hazes in Sumatra that deeply embarrassed Indonesian citizens as it is considered the cause of pollution, corruption issue, and illegal mining. Those Indonesian citizens originated from 24 states in the U.S. Ketapang's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency in Padang Pariaman, West Sumatra, has reported that visibility in Padang has dropped to 700 meters due to the haze from forest and field fires in the area. This is the worst condition ever reported in the area, said the Ketapang's BMKG head, of the Observation and Information Budi Sumiaji in Padang on Monday, October 26. BMKG, or Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, will continue to observe the haze in the next 2 hours, where the haze is predicted to worsen. A southwesterly wind is expected to blow more smoke and haze toward Padang, said Sumiaji, who said that the situation could only improve if rainfall occurs over the fires. Meanwhile, rain clouds have begun to form over the waters of Mentawai, and coastal areas should expect some degree of precipitation. According to observation by the Global Atmospheric Observation Station in Kota Tabang Hill, as per 7 a.m. local time, the air particulate index has reached 447 microgram, or hazardous. The stench of smoke has also begun to disturb local activities, both indoors and outdoors. The Jakarta Composite Index, JCI, rose 29.97 points, opening at 4,683.11 on Monday, an increase of further 35.77 points, or 0.77%, to 4,688.92 as of 9:30 a.m., in line with the gains in Asia-Pacific markets. Asian equities markets kept rising as the MSCI Asia-Pacific Index rose 0.3% to 136.15 after reaching its highest level since August 19 on Friday last week. On a month-to-date basis, the Asia-Pacific stock market benchmark jumped 9.7%. The market responded to the measures positively. Sukorinvest Central analyst Ghani Ahmad Yaki Yamani predicted the bourse barometer would fluctuate between 4,610 and 4,690 with a tendency to rally. Fundamentally, he continued, the JCI's potential rally was justified as the government had released the fifth economic package, which helped the rupiah to strengthen to 13,610 rupiah per US dollar. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Vice President Corporation Communication PT Freeport Indonesia Riza Pratama claimed the company has paid more royalty to Indonesia than it has to the head company of Freeport in the U.S. Riza also claims that direct benefit distributed by Freeport through hospital development, free education, housing, and public facility have reached 30 billion rupiah. The money paid to the Indonesian government since 1992 until 2014 have totaled $15.8 billion, or 204.23 trillion rupiah, with the current exchange rate. Riza claimed Freeport has contributed 60% to the government and 40% to Freeport head company in the U.S. The contribution has been considered very large considering that Freeport shares owned by the Indonesian government is just 9.36%. Freeport has been willing to divest 30% or its shares to the government of Indonesia until 2019 and have employed 30% of Papua citizens to work in its mine. Freeport has aggressively attempted to lobby the Indonesian government to submit a contract extension that will be terminated in 2021. Non-governmental organizations have called on the government to provide security for citizens to hold open discussions on the 1965 massacres, saying it would help the state settle that nation's past human rights violation. Wahyudi Jafar, a researcher at the Institute for Policy Research and Advocacy, or ELSAM, said that President Joko Widodo's administration had not been firm in taking the initiative to settle issues relating to the communist purge that took place in 1965 to 1966. This contradicted Jokowi's promise of fair and dignified closure to the incident, as stated in his administration's Nawacita, or Nine, programs. The president must use all state instruments to provide security to citizens who are taking the initiative in their own way to start giving closure of the 1965-1966 1966 tragedy through actions including film screenings, discussions, reviews, grassroots reconciliation, and meetings between victims and the younger generations that could be the core foundation of formal settlement for the state, Wahyudi told the JakartaPost.com on Monday. The initiative, he said, showed the public spirit to understand and acknowledge the truth of Indonesia's dark past. The last item, stock price index JCI opened higher by 0.64% or 29.97 points to 4,683.11 in early trading Monday morning, October 26. The strengthening occurs along with movement of Asian market after the Chinese Central Bank, PBOC, cut interest rates again. The PBOC since November last year has cut their interest rate 6 times, putting a halt to the country's economic slowdown. The interest rate for one-year loans currently sat at 4.35% and deposits at 1.5%. At the close of trading on Friday, October 26, the JCI gained 68.58 points or 1.50% to 4,653.15. Decision of the Central Bank of China, PBOC, to cut their interest rates from 4.6% to 4.35% sent positive sentiment to global and regional exchanges. China's decision to add stimulus is their effort to stop the economic slowdown. It also gives optimism to central banks around the world to help support the global economy. Meanwhile, European bourses also rose in trading late last week. Stocks index closed up 2% on Friday. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesians in the United States flocked to meet President Joko Widodo. Haze worsens in Sumatra, visibility in Padang drops. Following Asia's rally, Jakarta Composite Index JCI rises at Monday's opening. That was the news.
Listener, now it's time for us to bring our today's commentary entitled Smoke Be Over Soon. Listener, the National Disaster Management Agency, BNPD, stated that haze from forest and land fires in Sumatra and Kalimantan has affected up to Jakarta. Head of the agency's Data Information Center and Public Relations, Sutopo Purwonugroho, said in Jakarta, at least some parts of Jakarta on Sunday, October 26, have been covered by thin smoke as the impact of the haze in Sumatra and Kalimantan. Thin smoke also covered some areas in Banten, West Java, part of East Java, Bali, and Nusa Tenggara. Smoke resulted from land and forest fires in Sumatra and Kalimantan is not yet over. It is still covering some areas in the region. Efforts to overcome it are still underway, by air using water bombs, while the extinguishing operation by land is conducted, among others, by digging canals. Hopefully, the haze will quickly be over, and the number of people exposed to the smoke does not increase. Currently, according to Sutopo Purwonugroho, at least 43 million people in Kalimantan and Sumatra have been exposed to smoke. Before leaving for the United States for a visit, President Joko Widodo had mandated Vice President Yusuf Kalla and Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, as well as the relevant ministers, to take necessary measures soon, so that the number of deaths due to smoke exposure will not increase. Referring to data from the Head of Information and Public Relations, Sutopo Purwonugroho, 10 people have died from the impact of smoke exposure. Approximately 43 million people in Sumatra and Kalimantan have been exposed to smoke. Currently, besides the extinguishing operations continue to be done, efforts to prevent the increase in the number of victims have also been carried out. For residents of Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan, for example, the government, through the Ministry of Social Affairs, has sent 1,000 units of air purifier. This tool can be installed to purify dirty air in various places, such as in schools, hospitals, as well as houses. Hopefully, this air purifier will be able to provide more fresh air for the community. Efforts have also been made by several organizations and communities to move the public for donations. Funds raised will be used to purchase masks. the government has also encouraged private companies and state-owned enterprises located in the area of forest fires to direct their corporate social responsibility funding to help people exposed to smoke. Although at present it's still considered not yet necessary, the government certainly should start preparing the evacuation steps. Evacuating people from the area where the smoke condition is very worrying to a safer place, if necessary, to somewhere outside the province. The question is whether those people are willing to be evacuated or not, because they have to leave their homes, jobs, and schools, and this is not easy. However, when they are really evacuated in order to get cleaner air, people are expected to follow the steps set by the government. The support of all parties is needed to overcome the haze, so it will be over soon. And listener, that was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ania Sana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on October 26, 1947, when Kashmir joined India. On October 26, 1947, following India's independence from Britain, in the separation of Pakistan from India, a strategic area of Kashmir to join India. In the previous plan, the Muslim-majority Kashmir would join the territory of Pakistan. However, the regional authorities, provoked by the UK and India, made decisions contrary to the will of the people and preferred to join India. After the announcement of joining India, Pakistan invaded Kashmir and occupied part of its territory. Since then, Pakistan and India have been twice war over the region. Political fight between the two has been undergoing until now. The UN has proposed that a referendum be held to determine the fate of this region. This proposal was accepted by Pakistan but rejected by India. Kashmir has an area of 222,000 square kilometers and almost two-thirds of the area is controlled by India. And the next event was in 1979 when Park Chung-hee, president of South Korea, was assassinated. Park Chung-hee, president of South Korea, was assassinated on October 26, 1979 at 7:40 p.m. during a dinner at a Korean Central Intelligence Agency, KCIA, safe house inside the Blue House presidential compound. Gung Jeong-dong, Seoul by Kim Jae-kyu, who was the director of KCIA and the president's security chief. Park was shot in the chest and head and died almost immediately. Four bodyguards and presidential chauffeur were also killed. It is simply known as 1026 or the 1026 incident in South Korea. There is still a great deal of controversy on Kim's motive and whether it was a planned act as part of a coup d'etat or was an impulsive, spur-of-the-moment act. The chief investigator, Yi Hak-bong, famously concluded that it was too careless for a deliberate act and yet too elaborate for an impulsive act. And the last event was in 2010 when Mount Merapi erupted. The 2010 eruptions of Mount Merapi began in late October 2010 when Mount Merapi in South Java, Indonesia began an increasingly violent series of eruptions that continued into November. Seismic activity around the volcano increased from mid-September onwards, culminating in repeated outbursts of lava and ashes. Large eruption columns formed, causing numerous pyroclastic flows down the heavily populated slopes of the volcano. Merapi's eruption was said by authorities to be the largest since the 1870s. Over 350,000 people were evacuated from the affected area. However, many remained behind or returned to their homes while the eruptions were continuing. 353 people were killed during the eruptions, many as a result of pyroclastic flows. The ash plumes from the volcano also caused major disruption to aviation across Java. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. In today's edition, it's on Indonesia focuses on increasing IORA member states' welfare. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi has formally accepted the leadership of the Indian Ocean Rim Association IORA for the period 2015 until 2017 from Australia in a meeting of IORA Council of Ministers in Padang, West Sumatra, Indonesia on Friday, October the 23rd. In her speech, Minister Retno Marsudi said the 15th IORA Council of Ministers meeting was used to take advantage of the existing opportunities and discuss the interests of member countries that are in the Indian Ocean Rim. As IORA chairman for the next 2 years, Indonesia has set the theme of strengthening maritime cooperation in a peaceful and stable Indian Ocean. This theme chosen because Indonesia realizes the importance of marine resources, security and stability, as well as maritime cooperation in the Indian Ocean for the welfare of IORA member countries. Indonesia, together with South Africa as vice chairman of IORA for the 2015-2017 period, were determined to work closely with all members of IORA to actively follow up on the various projects and initiatives under the 6 priority areas of IORA cooperation. Indonesia, as chairman of IORA, conveyed some of new cooperation initiatives to increase the capacity of member states. These include holding IORA Business Innovative Centers, Diplomats Educational Cooperation of IORA countries, as well as the implementation of the Third Indian Ocean Dialogue. In addition to holding various activities and programs to strengthen the capacity, the chairmanship of Indonesia will also strengthen the institutional of IORA and encourage regionalism in the Indian Ocean. To that end, on Indonesia proposals and initiatives, IORA member countries in the next 2 years will form IORA Concord to be adopted on the 20th anniversary of IORA. They also plan to hold the first IORA summit in 2017. The 15th IORA Council of Ministers meeting have endorsed 3 documents, namely Padang Communique, Declaration on Maritime Cooperation in the Indian Ocean, and Decision on the Establishment of an Ad Hoc Committee on IORA Concord. All 3 documents will become a reference for IORA cooperation and activity in the Indonesian leadership in the future. The meeting in Padang has also received Somalia's accession as the 21st member of IORA. As explained by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, while officially closing the 15th IORA ministerial meeting in Padang, West Sumatra recently.
During the meeting, we received the new member, that is Somalia, and then we received also the 7th dialogue partner, that is Germany. Somalia becomes the 21st members of the IORA. And during the meeting, we agreed, we adopted 3 documents. First is the Padang Communique, and then the second one is the IORA Maritime Cooperation Declaration, and then the third one is the decision on the establishment of an ad hoc committee on the IORA Concord.
The 15th IORA ministerial meeting in Padang, West Sumatra was attended by 200 delegates from 26 countries. IORA is a regional organization in the Indian Ocean region, which consists of 21 member countries from Asia, Africa, Australia, and Asia. IORA is a regional organization in the Indian Ocean region, which consists of 21 member countries from Asia, Africa, Australia, and 7 dialogue partner countries. IORA main objective is to facilitate cooperation among member countries, especially in 6 priority areas, namely investment and trade, security and comfort at sea, fisheries management, cultural exchanges and tourism, disaster management, and cooperation in the field of technology and sciences. Well, that was Focus of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will discuss four issues during his meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama, scheduled to be held in the Oval Office of White House on Monday morning local time. The first is about Indonesia as the largest Muslim country in the world, while at the same time is a large democratic country which is tolerant and pluralist. Indonesian citizens and diaspora in U.S. were extremely looking forward to have talks with President Joko Widodo in the U.S. Ambassador's residence in Tilden. Ketapang's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, in Padang Pariaman, West Sumatra, has reported that visibility in Padang has dropped to 700 meters due to the haze from forest and field fires in the area. The Jakarta Composite Index rose 29.97 points, opening at 4,683.11 on Monday, an increase of further 35.77 points or 0.77% to 4,688.92 as of 9:30 a.m., in line with the gains in Asia-Pacific markets. Vice President Corporation Communication PT Freeport Indonesia, Riza Pratama, claimed the company has paid more royalty to Indonesia than it has to the head company of Freeport in the U.S. Non-governmental organizations have called on the government to provide security for citizens to hold open discussions on the 1965 massacres, saying it would help the state settle that nation's past human rights violations. Stock price index opened higher by 0.64% or 29.97 points to 4,683.11 in early trading Monday morning, October 26. That was News in Brief.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder. Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Gami Bawis, a typical food from Bontang, East Kalimantan Province. So stay tuned. Listener, previously, Bontang was only a sub-district which developed to become an autonomous city of East Kalimantan. Bontang has undergone a significant increase in all sectors. To celebrate the journey and achievements of Bontang City on the 16th anniversary, a series of events that took place from the 11th until October 18, 2015 have been organized. One of the activities held by the government of Bontang to produce potential areas outside the industrial sector is strengthening the tourism sector, especially culinary. Introducing Bontang Culinary was packed in a record-breaking event of Indonesian Record Museum or MURI for Gami Bawis Culinary. The food was then recorded in the Indonesian Museum of Record MURI for making 2,023 portions of Gami Bawis food. Listener, Gami Bawis is a unique culinary of Bontang region in East Kalimantan Province. Gami is actually a typical Bontang sauce.
While bawis is a kind of fish that only lives in the waters of Kalimantan Island. To make the food, first we fry bawis fish. Then spices such as onion, chili, shrimp paste, salt and tomatoes are fried on cobek or traditional mortar made from clay. Then it is cooked again with bawis fish. The food is served on a hot cobek plate that has been burned, so the sauce can boil for some time. Listener, gami bawis is usually eaten with a plate of rice. Its taste is very savory. Spicy and salty flavor also seep through the fish meat. This cuisine is very popular in Bontang City, so that you will not be difficult to find it at restaurants. And the price is also quite cheap. Usually the sellers do not only sell gami bawis, but also squid gami and egg gami. In addition to bawis fish, gami sauce can also be enjoyed with squid and egg. Listener, Bontang typical food has been known internationally. This food has been introduced when Minister of Trade appointed the government of Bontang as an ambassador for the nation to participate in the Pasar Malam Indonesia or Indonesian Night Market and typical regional culinary demonstrations held in The Hague, Netherlands. Gami bawis was one of dishes at the State Palace during the commemoration of the 70th anniversary of Indonesian independence. At the time, the government of Bontang was entrusted to serve 6 variants of gami food, among others, gami bawis, gami cumi or squid gami, gami telur or egg gami, lampang, putu singkong made of cassava, and kari batang pisang or banana trunk curry served 100 portions respectively. Many guests praised the delicious cuisines. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring gami bawis, a unique cuisine from Bontang, East Kalimantan Province. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ke Kantor Pos. In English means going to the post office. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me.
Kantor pos. Kantor pos, which means post office. Dekat. Dekat, which means near or close. Terdekat. Terdekat, which means the nearest or the closest. Mengeposkan. mengeposkan, which means to post or to send by mail. Surat, surat, which means letter. Mengirim, mengirim, which means to send. Paket, paket, which means package. Amerika, Amerika, which means America. Murah, murah, which means cheap. Lama, lama, which means long. Istirahat, istirahat, which means break or rest. Pergi bersama, pergi bersama, which means going together. Membeli, membeli, which means to buy. Perangko, perangko, which means stamp or postage. Kartu pos, kartu pos, which means postcard. Teman, teman, which means friend. Matrai, matrai, which means revenue stamp.
Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Kantor Pos, or in English means going to the post office. The conversation is between Nita and Fikran at the office. Apakah ada kantor pos dekat kantor kita? Apakah ada kantor pos dekat kantor kita? Which means, are there any post offices near our office?
Kantor pos terdekat dari kantor kita ada di dekat Pasar Baru. Kantor pos terdekat dari kantor kita ada di dekat Pasar Baru, which means the nearest post office is located at Pasar Baru. Dari kantor kita kira-kira 30 menit. Dari kantor kita kira-kira 30 menit, which means it takes about 30 minutes from our office. Apakah kamu mau mengeposkan surat? Apakah kamu mau mengeposkan surat? Which means, do you want to send a letter?
Saya mau mengirim paket ke Amerika. Tidak, saya mau mengirim paket ke Amerika. Which means, no, I want to send a package to America. Menurut saya, lewat pos lebih murah. Menurut saya, lewat pos lebih murah, which means, I think it is cheaper by the post. Walaupun waktunya lebih lama. Walaupun waktunya lebih lama, which means, although it takes longer time.
Baiklah, nanti pada waktu istirahat, kita pergi ke kantor pos bersama. Baiklah, nanti pada waktu istirahat, kita pergi ke kantor pos bersama. Which means, alright, we'll go to the post office together after the break. Saya juga mau membeli perangko dan kartu pos untuk teman saya. Saya juga mau membeli perangko dan kartu pos untuk teman saya. Which means, I also want to buy some postages and postcard for my friend. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli materai. Selain itu, saya juga mau membeli materai. Which means, and also some revenue stamps.
Baiklah, terima kasih. Baiklah, terima kasih. Which means, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and
sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we are going to present the songs of Batavia's Keroncong. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song of Batavia's Keroncong entitled Kicir Kicir by Sumiati. Kicir Kicir is not only popular in Jakarta, but also in other provinces in Indonesia. The song often delivered in the government's formal events. Although no one knows exactly the songwriter of Kicir Kicir, the song is still popular among music lovers. The lyrics of traditional song are usually created from philosophy, which is developed in the society. In fact, most people love to sing a song because they want to entertain themselves, likewise with a Kicir Kicir song. The lyric of the song is written by adapting poem style, which is derived from Batavia's culture. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next Keroncong song, Lain Dulu, Lain Sekarang, by Sumiati. Happy listening.
Lain dulu,
just listen to the song entitled Lain Dulu, Lain Sekarang. This song is an old song which strong with Batavia's rhythm. The song tells about the society in general, in the past and nowadays. In the past, grandparents ride bike, but now old and young people are dancing. The song also tells about phenomenon of society life from age to age. It is created with an easy lyric as well as the rhythm. Like many songs from Jakarta or Batavia, the song Lain Dulu Lain Sekarang is only for entertainment. Listeners, we end today's music corner with the last two songs entitled Kroncong Bandar Jakarta and Kroncong Kemayoran by Sumiati. Happy listening and see you in next edition of Music Corner.
Thank you.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.